Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. Several years ago, I read a brilliant book by Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor, and the book was called My Stroke of Insight. In case you haven't read it, the upshot is that Dr. Bolt Taylor is a Harvard-trained and published neuroscientist, and in 1996, she experienced a severe hemorrhage in the left hemisphere of her brain, causing her to lose the ability to walk, talk, read, write, or recall any of her life. As a neuroscientist, she actually understood what was happening, and as it happened to her, and as her memoir walks you through, she leads you through the stroke and then her recovery from the stroke. It was an amazing read, inspirational, and I strongly recommend it. But the nugget of information that stuck with me and millions of others who read that book was that chemically in your brain, emotions run through your body and can wash away in 90 seconds. Let me read this quote to you. When a person has a reaction to something in their environment, there's a 90-second chemical process that happens. Any remaining emotional response is just the person choosing to stay in that emotional loop. This was shocking information to me when I read a book in the 90s. My emotions chemically occur and then are done in like 90 seconds? Wait a minute, come on. I have certainly been annoyed or angry or sad for longer than 90 seconds. What the heck? Like, I don't understand. Is she saying that's a choice I'm making? Because what she said was, let me read it again. There's a 90-second chemical process that happens. Any remaining emotional response is just the person choosing to stay in the emotional loop. So basically, I'm just stimulating that emotional response? Can I choose to not do that? I have to tell you, at the time, a part of me took offense. Now, I didn't know about parts work back in the 90s, but there was a part that was like, is she blaming me? Is she telling me I'm to blame for ruminating, or what I like to call sitting and spinning in my emotions? Since learning about this fact that emotions can run their chemical course in about 90 seconds, I've actually started paying attention, and I have observed that she is correct. The best thing that I've learned is to let those emotions just dissipate and not actually sit and spin, as I call it, is to actually feel them. Feel them. This is not easy to do, and I do not do it perfectly, I can assure you. And the key to them running their course is my willingness to allow me to feel those feelings. So why am I now revisiting this book from the 1990s? Two reasons. One, I've incorporated this information into my inner work. And if I have a part that is activated and upset, remember my friend, the road rage part, I have learned to let go of that now. Previously, that part would have taken over and kept me amped up all day about whatever the slight was that it, you know, somebody cutting me off in traffic. So if something happens now, I can now quickly identify which part is active, outraged, hurt, mad, sad, etc., and I can work with it so it doesn't sit and spin an emotion all day. I find this knowledge of this 90-second rule to be very helpful to aid me in finding and hopefully working with the part so it is willing to unblend. Now that was reason one. Reason two that I'm revisiting this is there has always been a part of me that questioned if this 90-second rule pertained to grief after the loss of a death of a loved one, as an example. I can remember sharing this 90-second rule with clients with the caveat that while I've suffered losses that are grief-producing, I had not suffered the loss of a beloved human being. So I would say, here's this 90-second rule, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure how it pertains to grief. That's how I used to couch it to clients. My friends, as I've shared with you since the middle of December, I have now road tested this 90-second rule as it relates to the death of my mother. And the 90-second rule still holds true. This anger, the sadness, feeling abandoned and scared, all of it has run for about 90 seconds, just like they have ever since I learned this chemical truth about emotions. They just hit me more often than my normal sadness or upset would. And I've learned to be able to hold space for that sadness without trying to numb it out or run away from it. And so I would ask you to notice right now what thoughts, emotions, impulses are running through you as you've heard me talk about grief or about this idea of your emotions are done in 90 seconds. What parts or what beliefs do you or your parts have about grief? About is it okay to feel your emotions? Are they feeling outraged like I did years ago? That this 90-second rule means that I or somebody else is blaming you for your emotions. How does it feeling in your system? I clearly had a part that believed that the 90-second rule could not possibly apply to losing a loved one, parent, pet, or otherwise. I'm grateful to say that that part of me was wrong. Next week, I am going to be touching on grief, because I believe it's a topic that we don't discuss enough in the Western culture. In the meantime, notice how your parts are reacting to this idea that emotions chemically run their course in 90 seconds. Do you have parts that are defensive like mine? Do you have inner critics who are jumping on this information and they're shaming you because you were, quote, reinfecting yourself? Because I had some of those too. Maybe there's some relief in your system. Does it only last 90 seconds? I could maybe handle 90 seconds of loneliness, of sadness. Maybe it would be okay to feel my emotions if it only lasted 90 seconds. Again, notice what's happening for you. Notice how it's landing for you. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Drop me a comment at Laura. Okay, if I could say my name, that would be helpful. Laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so that you never miss the new weekly content. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.